Why do I measure so much in the starting point measurements? Have you asked yourself the question why I have such a long list of measures in the starting point measurements? After all, there was a time when I only offered your vibration number and your soul correction. Wasn't that enough? Maybe yes, maybe no. The more ways I get to look at you and give you feedback, the more potential access you have to actually turn your life around and become an expanding human being. After all, when you say that you want to raise your vibration, that is what you are saying, that you want to become an expanding human being. Of course, you also want to feel better, be happier, healthier, and have better relationships, but given the nature of the beast, given the culture we all live in, feeling better, be a little happier, little healthier, maybe even have better relationships is still not going to be enough for you. Who says so? I do. And you do. Clients as a rule feel better. A whole lot better. But when you feel better, the next thing you want is to be more effective, etc., etc. Only people for whom pretending to be happy is enough, there are plenty who say it's enough, so who am I to doubt it, are satisfied with the status quo. Otherwise it is part of being human to strive to be more, have more, do more. Really. And for it to be satisfying, joyful, you need to at least strive to become an expanding human being. And the starting point measurements give me a clue what keeps you at a low vibration. What keeps you at a low level of being? Until recently I didn't ask the questions in an orderly fashion, I didn't have a system. But I am getting better, and I am starting to have a system. Coaching is more effective this way, less work for me, and better results to students. These new measurements I added this past week or so are invaluable indicators of what is the core issue that keeps you stuck. And once I know what keeps you stuck, I can help you. Help you with some precision, to unstuck yourself. If you are up for it. And that is the system in my madness. And being willing to do a lot more work than before for the same $25. Pure selfishness, and pure productivity enhancement, don't you think? I am proud to be selfish. After all, every producer needs to be selfish because unless they are, they cannot produce. And when they do, what they do won't make a difference. Yesterday I was researching videos on self-esteem, articles on self-esteem. And I found that each and every one of my clients are shooting in the dark. And you know what happens when someone is shooting in the dark? Nothing much. For decades I was looking for a way to feel better, emotionally. For myself and others. I spent time, energy, and money to learn techniques. Rewiring my brain. Silence my self-talk. Retrain my self-talk. Meditate. Energy healing. Audios. Videos. Exercise. Yoga. Getting tired. Rest. This and that. Landmark education. Abraham/Hicks. Kabbalah. Scanned the Zohar. Got massages. Went to the chiropractor 3 times a week. Nothing helped. I still felt miserable, no matter what I did. Then I discovered that the feelings were not mine. They were other people's feelings. Not mine. I didn't know how I felt, because I almost never felt my own feelings. I am an empath, and a clair feeler, forgot the fancy name of someone who can feel your emotions and physical feelings as well. And once I knew I was feeling other people's feelings, the job became easy. Learn to separate myself from those feelings, and just observe them, like one observes the weather. So the inner rain, inner storm, inner dry spell became an outer rain, outer storm, outer dry spell. And suddenly I was back in the driver's seat of my life, and could do anything. And this is the value in diagnosing. Diagnosing is like turning on the light so you can see the bullseye. So instead of shooting in the dark, randomly, you can throw darts at the dartboard. Every dart will make some difference, and some darts will be the perfect match, the bullseye. And suddenly you'll be transported from misery land, or delusion land, or unable to do anything right land to the land of the alive and well and productive. And the starting point measurements is my diagnostic tool. Is it ready? My guess is that it isn't. It grows, organically, with the insights I glean with my students. And that is my secret weapon. I read a book last year on how a coach should ask questions instead of talking. I felt crushed. Because I am not the question-asking type. But I turned my coaching business around and overhauled it with questions I ask not of the client, but of source. You see, asking questions of the client sounds like an excellent idea, but in my experience, it really isn't. We, humans, are not going to answer honestly, or even know the real answer to most questions. Neither you, nor me. The answers we give are from the top of the mind, the top 10% the irrelevant part. But all answers that make a difference come from the depth. And we don't have access to it. But I do. Because I can ask the questions from your energy and from source. And those answers will be relevant and accurate. And will make you argue. Lol. But the answers turn on the light and make the bullseye visible. At this point, 60% of the cases. So we have a lot more to go till it will be 100%. One thing I saw this morning, that stinginess is something I have no measures about. And yet, stinginess and living in scarcity mode are very connected. I just don't know how to ask the question. Yet. Stay tuned. And in the meantime, get your starting point measurements. Unless you are stingy, of course. Lol. Get your starting point measurements.